stay in bed all day, uh-huh.
Or say when some people go to sleep, they begin to, you know, see things in their sleep.
Dream.
Mm-hmm. And they might say, talk about, say, well, usually when I go to sleep, I dream, but I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
Well, what about, you might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, and all of a sudden I
woke up. I've done that and go back to sleep, try to dream it again, and it don't work.
I can't remember what I dreamed. It doesn't stay with me very long anyway. What about, you know, if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor?
Stomp.
Or say if a boy met a girl at a party at night and he wanted to see her home after the party, what might he ask her? She might say, well,
if he could take her home.
Mm-hmm. Or say if your car got stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to take a rope and see if they could
pull you out.
Or either get behind you and give you a
push,
Or if you had to carry something, say a suitcase, it was real heavy for a long distance, instead of just saying I had to carry it, you might say, well, I had that old suitcase for 2 miles.
Towed
it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever people say anything like, no, I just had to lug it?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were, say, cooking in the kitchen and some children came in? You might tell, well, now that stove's real hot, so
don't touch it.
Or say if there were something in the other part of the house that you wanted, you might tell me to please go
get it.
Or when I get it, I'm supposed to
bring it back. Mm-hmm.
When you were little, did you ever play any kind of game where the children chased each other, you know, and there was usually a place that you could run to be safe?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Base.
Uh-huh.
Hide and go seek. Uh-huh.
Or sometimes you might play with the ball, you'd say that you were playing
catch.
Or say if we were supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Or say if your husband had a hired man that was just kind of lazy and goofing off, he might say, well, it looks like I'm going to have to get
John fired.
Or maybe if he's going to have to get fired, he'd say, well, I'm going to have to get
behind him.
Or maybe just get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. So get rid of him, uh-huh.
Or if the hired man came back after he'd been fired, he might say, oh, come on, just give me
another trial, another chance.
Or say if a man's got a smile on his face and just a pleasant word for everybody, you say that, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood. Jolly good fellow. I know a man like that here, and every time he meets you, he shakes hands with you. I mean, he's got the heartiest handshake, just like he's just thrilled to death to see, and he just laughs all the time.
That's nice. I try to be fairly pleasant, but it's hard for me to do that all the time.
He was a salesman here for the pants factory for a long time, and he and his wife both now are in bad health. And
what about if a boy left his best pen out on his desk and when he got back it was gone, he might say, well, looks like somebody
stole his pen.
Or say this expression, you might say, well, I've forgotten about that, but now I
remembered it. Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to get in touch with somebody and you didn't want to phone them, you might just sit down and
write a note.
You might say after you write them, you expect to get an
answer.
And after you write the letter, you sit down and you, on the envelope, you
address it.
And I say, well, I'd like to write old so-and-so, but I just don't know his
address, uh-huh.
If you hear that a little boy's learned something new, like how to whistle,